Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Just a little sidebar from the inauguration, a little anecdote. Errol Michael, did you see the piece in the Post today about how the FDR Bible that de Blasio took the oath on went missing for a few hours after the ceremony? Well, according to the Post, from about 2:30 p.m. to about 5, de Blasio aides and a few police officers were scrambling to find the Bible, which disappeared from the lectern in the scrum on stage following the new mayor's speech. Don't worry, everybody. It was found and returned safely, and we're told it's on its way back to the FDR library. But as it happens, the Brian Lehrer Show was hot on the trail of this story last night before the Post published their account, and we think we may have a little information about what happened to the Bible between 2:30 and 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Alex Edelman joins us. He's a writer and comedian, and he was on stage yesterday at the de Blasio ceremony. Alex, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Can you hear me?
I can. Sure can. And why were you on stage?
I just had tickets, and if you watch the end of the de Blasio ceremony and the streaming video that you guys have on your site and stuff, you can see that sort of everyone on the stage or near the stage at the end of the ceremony, they just sort of push forward. And that's really where the crowd was going. And to be honest with you, the mundane answer is I thought that's where the food was. So it was really cold outside, and it seemed like the best thing to do was get into City Hall and try to get at something to eat. And also, you know, that's where I recognize some people on the podium, not necessarily luminaries, but people who have been working in the city for years. And I was, you know, sort of I'm a freelance writer, and you know, I've written for The Atlantic and some other things. And I was sort of angling for a story to see what was happening.
And you started tweeting about the missing Bible. What did you see?
Well, actually, the funny thing is, I was rewatching the streaming video, and you could see it's this older couple who you can see them in the video at 1 hour 21 minutes and 58 seconds. They're on the bottom of the screen come into frame, and I was on the podium in this scrum trying to get into City Hall, and I looked to my right, and there's an old man and a woman, and they're holding a pair of black gloves and the Bible, the FDR Bible. And I recognized the Bible. It was tan with gold lettering and some gold bordering, and I said, Is that the Bible? And they said, yeah, and his gloves. We're going to give it back to him. It was like, when someone catches a significant home run ball and they ask them what they want, it was, you know, they wanted to meet de Blasio. And it was kind of when they met de Blasio, because it was a photo line. When they met de Blasio, it was going to be sort of their thing to talk about. Like, hey, we love you. Also, we have the FDR Bible.
So is that what happened, or how did they eventually return it?
Well, they waited on the photo line for hours, and I had already, I actually waited, sort of keeping an eye on them, and I asked to see the Bible once. I think they knew that I was interested, and they were kind of unfriendly. And I wish to heck that I had taken a picture, but at the end, so what happened was they get to the end of this photo line, and it was a long line. It was like a 2.5 hour line.
And we should mention that Mayor de Blasio, as his first act after being sworn in, stood there for 3 hours on a receiving line, just saying to whoever from the public wanted to come up. So that's a symbolic gesture that he made that, had him stand there for 3 hours out in the cold. But go ahead.
You know, it really struck me standing in line. Initially, I got in line to talk to these people, or to keep an eye on these people. But then, everyone standing in that line were these, they were all New York characters. I know that sounds like a little cliche or a broad brush to paint people with, but they were all big supporters of de Blasio, people from the New York Community Center, or this woman named Tequila Minsky, who was been a freelancer and who lived on the Lower East Side for like forever. And they all loved de Blasio. They were all willing to wait 3 hours for their one, literally like 10 seconds with Bill de Blasio, and he seemed really happy to oblige, and I think that was really interesting to watch. And so these people were, they waited, and then I didn't really think it was a story until, because I mentioned it to one or two staff members along the line, and there was a vegan activist standing next to me about my age, so named John Phillips, and we were talking about how if I found the Bible, I would hand it in right away or something like that. And but then when we got out of the photo line, I noticed that there was a small crowd of people around these people who had the Bible. And it was a very tall, relieved blonde woman hugging them, saying, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was my job to look after the Bible. We've been, the police have been looking for it for hours."
So what's the bottom line? Because we're going to run out of time here. But the Daily News is saying today that the NYPD denies that it was ever lost. But for you as an eyewitness, do you think that if it weren't for you calling them out, do you think the Bible would still be missing?
No. No, I think they would have handed it. I think they would have handed it in. They wanted sort of their moment with de Blasio. I think I would have I sort of wish I had said maybe you should give this right away to a person or gone and got a person. But everyone was running around and to be honest, the people who were of course staff that were in charge seemed pretty occupied, but I think they just wanted their moment in the sun with de Blasio, and because of that, there was 3 hours of consternation, but it was definitely lost. I don't know if it was a city
there
hall employee.
Now I think we've cleared that up with Alex Edelman, a local comedian and writer. He's on Twitter at Alex_Edelman if you want to see his tweets on this. And on our site, we have video on the homepage pertaining to this and lots of other Bible and other inauguration ephemera at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Alex, thanks a lot for sharing your story. Alex_Edelman
thanks for having me,
on Twitter.